Voices of the Temple, official podcast of the Temple of Witchcraft, exploring mystery and magic through love, will, and wisdom, hosted by Adam Sartwell.
Hi, listeners. Before I get into who's with me today, let's just get into sacred space with each other. Take a deep breath and become as present as you can in this moment. As we call to the Great Spirit, we call to the two who move as one, through the three rays of love, will, and wisdom. We call upon the goddess, maiden, mother, and crone, past, present, and future, creator, sustainer, destroyer, weaver of the web. I call to the god, Lord of light and Lord of darkness, God of the green and the gold, God of the horn and the red, singer of the song. Be with us now and forever, so mote it be.
So mote it be.
So listeners, I'm here with Jay from St. Louis area. And do you want to say hi, Jay?
Hello, everyone.
So, Jay, how do you spiritually identify?
I identify as witch, but for me, the word witch is very broad. I'm very eclectic, and so I tend to absorb a lot and kind of dabble in a little bit of everything. And, depending on the occasion and what the work is for, kind of pull that particular area close to myself, shamanic, ceremonial, I'm all over the place.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I think
that's why I enjoy the temple classes so much, because they broaden your horizons so much.
Yes, they do. They give you a lot of tools, and then,
Yes.
it's up to you to decide which one you're going to use at that particular moment, which is kind of fun. I know I'm one of the ones who will be like, all right, I'm going to test out which one's going to work the best. So what is your spiritual origin story?
Well, I can remember as far back as a child being in touch, being in tune with nature, and thinking things and they manifest, and wanting things and they appear, and just realizing at a very early age there's so much more out there. I can get into my lineage, my mother's father, their family's from Germany, and they traveled with caravans and read the tea leaves, and a lot of that was suppressed coming over here to the United States. But I've always known that there was something special and more to me. Yes.
Yeah. And what did you do with that? Did you like seek it out more because you had experienced these things?
I did. My early teenage years, the defiant years, telling mom, I'm going to read what I want to read and go on to the library and finding books and reading books and just expanding my mind, and then finding metaphysical stores. And from metaphysical stores, finding even more in-depth books and like, oh my gosh, this is it. This is everything that I've been looking for. Taking a class, my first metaphysical class. And even in college, I had a professor who encouraged studying Wicca and witchcraft. It was all about religion and religious history. And this teacher mentioned Wicca and that being a path as well. And that was kind of my permission, so to speak, to dive even deeper and from there, it just all the doors opened. You ask the questions and you get the answers.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that you mentioned that you use the resource of the library. Because, I remember using the library resources back in the day as well, and I still use them. Like I went to the library. I recently got a tea leaf reading, and I was like, I know a little bit about it, but I don't know a lot. So I went to the library and ordered books from different parts of New Hampshire to come to me so I could read up all about tea leaf reading and, all of that. So we sometimes forget that we have all these other resources than just like the internet and, and going and buying the book, things like that.
I have a mini library of my own at home.
Yeah, I mean, I have a quite extensive library, here at the temple. But, like I look went looking for tea leaf reading books, and there was only one in the in the stacks here. I mean, that is specifically on that, which was, I think we bought it because the man who wrote it also wrote about hypnosis, so I, like got that book too, because I was like, oh, as you go through different people's stuff.
I was very, I guess, independent for a long, long time, and I sought out community. And I happened across a store, Pathways, and there was the owner there, Deborah Ann Bourbon, at the time, and she was offering classes, metaphysical classes, and jumped right in those. And Deborah, she introduced us to Rachel Miller, who was also she's also a Temple graduate and teacher. And and they just, oh my God, there's so many people who do this as well. And it was just exciting to find community and find like-minded other individuals who do the same thing. I just opened so many doors.
Rachel was a very big leader in your community for a while there. So you are a teacher in the St. Louis area. Can you tell us a little bit more about what it's like in the St. Louis community and what sort of groups are going on there?
We have a pretty big community here in St. Louis. We have about 7 or 8 teachers currently who teach in Columbia, Missouri, St. Louis County, St. Charles, Missouri. We all get along really, really well, bounce ideas off of one another. We've got years 1 through 5 going on right now, in the St. Louis, Missouri area.
That's awesome. So people can have in-person teachers there, which is really a boon.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah,
In
because
store, some of them are in store locations, and like Stormy, we teach from the house, very small classes, or you can find a classroom setting where you're actually sitting in the store and taking classes there too.
yeah. That's awesome. So you guys have an upcoming event in your area called the Pagan Picnic, where the temple will have a booth. Can you tell us about your plans for the booth, and when is Pagan Picnic, and where do you go? And
Pagan Picnic is always the first weekend in June, except this year there was a mix-up with the calendar, and so it actually got pushed back a week. And so Pagan Picnic will begin May 31st and June 1st to 2025. We
25.
love doing Pagan Picnic. We've actually expanded the booth to a 10 by 30. So we have three sections. We have one section where you could come and get readings with all kinders who come out and learn tarot cards. Amy Dove, and she does her main palm readings, and we have an artist sometimes who comes out and speaks lines for you. We have witches' runes that the readers will get out there and mingle with the passersby, and offer free mini readings from the witches' runes. On the other end of the booth, we have our where we set up all of the books, temple books, and Storm usually is over there on that side. So anybody who comes by wants more information about the temple. There's a whole conversation, social area there. There's a couple of tables, a bunch of chairs. They sit down, they talk about anything temple related and actually anything magical related. They build up, get quite the conversations going. And then we have the vending area where, we've get a lot of items that are donated to us. And we sell those there at the booth, and all the proceeds go back to the temple.
That's awesome. So if someone was coming to their pagan picnic for the first time, what would be on your recommended list to see other than the temple booth?
Oh my gosh, there are so many vendors there. It's vendor row. You could go up and see hundreds of vendors. There's also a center area where there's entertainers. So there's belly dancers and something they dance with the swords, and there's live music. And they also have sections that are set aside for mini classes at Pagan Picnic, and it's all on the calendar. You can look on the calendar and jump into some of the mini classes that are off on the sides. As they have rituals, opening ritual, closing ritual. They have all kinds of events. I think my favorite part about Pagan Picnic is everyone comes out dressed nice. You see so many personalities, and I love it. And there's animals. There I am with the connection with nature. There's snakes. People sometimes they bring out their cats, their dogs. Storm always brings dog treats. So whenever the dogs come by, we're always giving out dog treats to the dog to the doggos. And gosh, we've seen alligators. I think you can pretty much name any little animal, and we've seen it come through Pagan Picnic.
I'm a little shocked that there was an alligator. That's amazing. It sounds like it's a really huge event for people to see. And I know because I have been to it twice, I think, that it can be a little overwhelming. It's a big thing. And it's also weather dependent in the fact that, sometimes it rains.
Yes. We have our tubs ready. Toss all the books in the tubs and make sure nothing gets wet. Every year, I think it's some kind of rain.
What is in your personal practice that's helping you right now? I feel like this is a good question to ask people because we're all dealing with things as we go through life, and the temple gives you so many tools to work with, but is there something that is sticking out to you right now?
Right now, yes, I can say from the end of December through just a couple weeks ago, my life had just really been topsy-turvy. And so, I have to stop and, take the to listen to myself and listen to my inner voice. Meditation right now, meditation has really helped me a lot. And behind the meditation, cleansing, a lot of cleansing, from the ritual baths to the showers to even the house, the floor washes and cleaning the house. So there's a lot of cleansing and a lot of meditation right now helping me to center and remind myself to flow with things as they're coming, and not fight against the wheel, so to speak. Just flow with, and it becomes a little bit easier when I can remind myself to do that.
So from that, I feel like what is the best advice either you've been given or that you can come up with that you think would be helpful for the community?
And the one piece of advice that always comes to mind, and this is from someone who's not magical. She's not magical at all. She was actually someone that I reported to at work, and she would always say, "Jay, the best way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time." that has always me. And so when things become overwhelming and feel like they're piling up, I just remember to take that one little bite, and it just, makes that elephant a little easier to consume.
Yeah, I get that. I recently, was feeling overwhelmed and did the, like something similar to your elephant biting metaphor. So I was taking a walk in the woods and asking my own intuition, like, what's the best advice for me, to get over this? And they gave me follow the thread. And I was like, oh, and I got this picture of like when yarn gets all like tangled and there is no way to just go boop and it's done. You have to take it one string at a time and unravel it and, sort of get through, get all of those pieces unknotted. And I was like, oh, yeah, slow down, just follow one thread until it's done, and then you go on and you find a new thread, and kind of thing. It's a lot like the you eat an elephant one bite at a time.
I like that concept as well, because that also helps you center and focus. You're focusing on that particular thread and not everything else around you, all the other threads.
So where can our listeners find you if they have questions about classes or Pagan Picnic, or they just want to connect or volunteer for the event or anything like that?
Yes. My email address is jalinaja@templeofwitchcraft.org, and that's JALEENAJA
And then
at
at Temple of Witchcraft, yeah, dot
templeofwitchcraft.org.
org.
Yes, .org. Yes.
Excellent. That's great. I'm sure that you'll get a couple of emails or maybe something out of this to maybe there are people out there who want to help or just are interested in classes and when they can take them. Of course, they can
Absolutely.
find your classes on the templeofwitchcraft.org website if they're looking for that as well.
Be starting year fives. My year fives will be starting July, end of July, early August, somewhere around that time. I'm super excited for them.
Yay. Going through the process of five, it's and teaching five, it's something. I have a five coming up as well that's not on the calendar yet. But I've spent 4 years with two students now. It's whittled down to two students and they're both like, we want to take five. I'm like, okay, that's a lot of work for two students, but okay. So I think that's coming up in 2026, for me. And I also have a Witchcraft One starting in June at a store that's about an hour away from me. So hopefully that will fill up and will be good. But
Absolutely.
yeah. But for the people in your area, they can totally check out templeofwitchcraft.org and, look at all the amazing offerings you guys have.
Yes, we have plenty.
Excellent. All right. Well, then let us say goodbye and close down our space. We thank the Great Spirit and the two who move as one. We thank the three rays of love, will, and wisdom. We thank the God and Goddess who move through us and work with us. May we recognize your presence in our lives. Blessed be. Merry
Yes, it
meet,
will.
merry part, and merry meet
And
again.
marry me again.
You've been listening to Voices of the Temple. The contents of this podcast are copyright 2010 of the Temple of Witchcraft. For more information, please visit templeofwitchcraft.org.